With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says the man at the top of the GOP ticket has the best interest of law enforcement at heart.
We need a president, Donald J. Trump, who makes their job easier and not harder. We've got to cut out with the anti-law enforcement craziness. We've got to cut out with some of the policies that have come from the Harris administration that make it harder for the police to do their job.
A U.S. official says mediators are preparing for a possible ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. However, former Israeli parliament member Michael Oren says he believes the leader of Hamas wants the war with Israel to escalate.
I think that Mr. Sinwar wants a war between Israel, Iran, and Hezbollah. Think about what that does for him. That means it draws the Israeli army out of Gaza up north. The world comes down on Israel like another ton of bricks, drains Israel with resources, America will pressure Israel. A war between Israel, Iran, Hezbollah is just what Hamas needs.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hurricane Ernesto plowing ahead toward Bermuda.
It's already raining across Bermuda well ahead of the storm, and the winds are starting to pick up. But the worst is going to be Friday night into early Saturday when the hurricane moves pretty much right over the island.
Bob Orovac, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Ernesto has continued to strengthen a little bit as it's moved northward through the western Atlantic. Wind speeds are up to 100 miles per hour. It's moving pretty steadily northeastward at about 13 miles per hour. The biggest impact looks like it's going to be for Bermuda.
And he adds the Category 2 hurricane not likely to weaken at all before it slams into Bermuda. 10 U.S. Navy crew members were hurt during a training incident Thursday involving two helicopters in Nevada. All 10 have now been released from a Reno hospital. The Navy is investigating. This is SRN News. A warning about religious freedom abroad.
Foreign governments are spreading lies about Christians as a pretext to restricting their rights, so says the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Its latest report adds that, quote, government misinformation or disinformation can increase the risk of violence that targets religious minorities. The commission says the regimes of China, India, and Russia are three of the worst purveyors of religious disinformation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' parental rights campaign will feature in his state's local elections. Republican has endorsed 23 school board candidates across 14 counties, and he's targeted 14 incumbent members he wants voted out. It's part of his agenda to counter woke ideology in the public school system and to allow parents more control over what kinds of material their kids are exposed to in class. This is SRN News. Walmart has had another quarter of strong sales that topped almost all expectations. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Walmart's comparatively low prices are proving to be a powerful draw for millions who have struggled with rising costs for housing, groceries, and almost everything else. The nation's largest retailer raised its full-year outlook. Walmart executives say the consumer may still be holding out for deals, but they're not seeing signs that their customers are fraying either.
A Missouri woman has been arrested on charges alleging she orchestrated a scheme to fraudulently sell Elvis Presley's Graceland property in Memphis. Justice Department says Lisa Janine Findley is accused of scheming to steal to the Presley's family ownership interest, falsely claiming Presley's daughter pledged the property as collateral for a loan she failed to pay before her death. More details at SRNnews.com.